Unit 30. The Power of Pretend. You peek into your 7-year-old's room to see how he and his best friend are going with their playtime. They are deep in a make-believe game in which the superhero fights a monster in an epic struggle. Experts say that pretend play, besides being so much fun, deserves a central place in kids' lives. From a baby's first play of peekaboo to a teen's starring role in the school play, the imaginative process calls on all of the skills a child has and takes them one step further. Consider just a few ways it helps our young ones grow and develop. Emotional awareness and social skills. "I'll be the mummy and you be the baby," 3-year-old Abby directs a friend. "Then I'll be the baby and you be mummy." "Don't cry, baby. Mummy has a bottle for you." This is a fairly common scene among young kids. Take time to deconstruct it, though. We see the brilliance of play. Abby is showing qualities necessary for lifelong success: leadership, initiative, self-control, cooperation, and the remarkable capacity for empathy. She is imagining and presenting the perspectives of both the mother and the baby. That's an awesome feat. In practical terms, pretend play also practices social customs. During a game of house, for example, a child may rehearse saying please and thank you. It's also a safe way for kids to learn to handle new and difficult situations. On top of this, pretending does wonders for confidence and self-esteem, as a child is able to get his ideas for play acknowledged by his peers. Language, reading, maths, and science. As kids grow, pretend play continues to go hand in hand with academic readiness. Kids enjoy pretending so much that they will stretch their vocabularies and knowledge. A year one pupil might pick up the word stethoscope when playing doctor. Year four students setting up an elaborate space adventure will soak up information about astronomy and hone their reading skills to develop their storyline. Thinking and planning. When toddlers experience their first creative thoughts in pretend games, many areas of the mind are engaged: emotion, intelligence, language, the senses, motor skills. Using these facilities simultaneously creates dense synaptic connection, building a multidimensional architecture in the brain. A more elaborate play life may mean the brain is more elaborate in terms of the thinking process. The areas of the brain involved in thinking and planning develop early and strengthen with use. Advanced intellectual functioning, the ability to think hypothetically and logically carry out a plan, is an outgrowth of pretend play. The imagination it requires keeps the mind sharp, flexible, and open to new opportunities. All of people in a child's life, parents and teachers, have a role in perpetuating the wonder and delight of pretend play.